This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hope you're having a great Friday. Off to a great start to a long Memorial Day weekend as we honor the men and women in uniform who have given their lives. And again, thanks to all the folks out at Dobbins. We had a great time out there earlier this week. It was a lot of fun to be out there doing our special broadcast. It's Dukes and Bell. And Mike, guy just asked me, we were talking about the Falcons. He was like, man, I'm curious, you and Bell, how would you rate our offseason? And we haven't really talked about
it. Good question.
It is. And he said, well, how do you rate our offseason? Because he says, I've seen other teams get ranked below us with having a worse offseason than we had, and we didn't have $60 million to spend. And I'm like, okay, it's a good point. So I liked our draft, okay? We can't jump the gun or the conclusion that all these guys can play because Mike and I, we got to see them play.
Right.
But I liked our draft. I like how they addressed it. Would we have gone, I'm talking about Dukes and Bell, would we have gone defense before they did? Yeah, we thought we might go defense in the first round, okay?
Right.
But they didn't, but they still addressed it. As far as free agency, Mike's been saying this, guys. We're on a budget. Next year, not the case. But when we knew the Matt Ryan thing was going to happen, you were going to have to find guys that fit and that were affordable. From that standpoint, Mike, I do think they've done a really good job. But it's hard to judge offseason until you get to the season and you start to see the results.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited because, you know, two things. You know, we did have some, obviously, some tough times and hard feelings with the departure of Matt Ryan and the way things went the way they did. You know, obviously last year I thought Arthur did a really good job, Arthur Smith, in managing, you know, what was a really brutal season between the Calvin Ridley fiasco to losing Julio before the season began, everything else. You know, I wouldn't say we had a great offseason because you just said it. We have this dead cap hit. We need better offensive linemen. Now, I don't know. Only time is going to tell the next couple of weeks once camp opens just how good the guys we brought in. Can Ifedi become a starter again for this team and maybe win a guard or a tackle job? I mean, we were really porous in the offensive line, Carl. It's about guys kind of, you know, getting it together and getting a second act. Lorenzo Carter, Marcus Mariota, you know, we had mentioned Ifedi. So for a baller on a budget, though, that combined with our draft, and our draft seems to be a good draft. Everyone loves our draft, right? All the experts love it. Yeah. Now they got to go do the work.
And not to be corrected, but because most of these guys are on short-term deals, Falcon fans, if they don't work, move on.
Right.
We're not tied to these guys
Correct.
For 5 or 6 years. So it's not a bad thing, by the way, to bring in a guy or two or three that, Mike, they're playing for their next deal. So that's how I'm kind of looking at this. You brought up Lorenzo Carter. If Carter balls out, he's going to set himself up for a big-time deal, whether it's here because we'll then have some money to give or somewhere else. I don't think that's a bad thing when you talk about the evaluation of the offseason. And then if this guy or that guy doesn't work out, Mike, we're moving on from him next season anyway.
Right. And maybe Deion Jones is going to be a Falcon. Maybe he isn't. I know it would save us some money. It's just a matter of how this works and what the market would be. And there is a feeling, though, that we're getting a clean slate. Next year will be the ultimate clean slate. And as you said, all these guys, if they fail the audition, then we can invest in an edge rusher. We can invest in an offensive lineman, a big starting tackle, guard, whatever you want to do. And for now, it's expensive, but we'll finally have the cash to make those right moves, just like Alex Mack was the perfect fit for us in 16.
Yeah. Appreciate the question, man. It is good. I mean, it's a good one. I want to say, and maybe I'm being overly positive, I think they had a good offseason. considering all the crap.
Correct. That's a good way to put it. I mean, look, I don't want you want to quantify it with a B plus. I don't know. I mean, I'm excited. We're finally moving. We're moving on. You know how I feel. I made it over abundantly clear. I really want to see Desmond Ridder be our new starting quarterback, just because it makes so many things easier down the road. If they don't find it, if Mariota doesn't do anything special and the offensive line can't block and Ridder doesn't really get a chance to shine, then we may be going for a quarterback next year. I'd like to avoid that process and find our guy this year.
All right, man. Your thoughts are welcome, as always. Find us Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes, and this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Dukes and Bell 929. That's our Twitter. And, of course, you can find us on the gram as well. Dom is behind the glass today. As I said, Turtle is off. I think he's at the pool relaxing, whatever he's doing. Maybe he has a couple of dates, Mike. We have no idea. He said he had a big weekend planned. I can't wait to hear what he has going on.
But I believe he's at a rave in, I don't know where, North Georgia, and I believe DJ Monkeypox is playing.
Dom is filling in, and Bo Morgan, executive producing. Hey, Dom, let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Hey. Hey. Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
I hate it when one guy doesn't like another guy, and he badmouths that guy. That's what's going on with LeSean McCoy. Shady, in my opinion, Mike, is being just that. Shady.
Shady.
He basically came out and said that he didn't work in Kansas City because of Eric Bieniemy, and the Bieniemy talked to certain guys certain ways, and that some guys took it, and he wasn't going to take it. And he knows that's why Bieniemy has not become a head coach in this league yet. Well, ironically, Andy Reid came to his defense and was like, listen, Eric Bieniemy is not a guy that's a jerk, if that's what you're trying to portray him as. And Mike, I also think, you know, Eric Bieniemy is not the only offensive assistant in the NFL that's been passed over these last few coaching cycles. We wondered 3 years ago whether he'd get a job, but is this personal from McCoy? Because he owned it. He said he doesn't like Bieniemy.
And he's also taken shots at Andy Reid in the past, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
So he's got whatever happened, whatever he was promised when he went to Kansas City at that stage of his career, didn't seem to work out too well. And I got to be honest, I just think you have to consider the source. You know, you always wonder whenever there's an accusation being made in anything, in any walk of life, consider the man, and is he grinding the axe? And I would say he most definitely is in Shady McCoy.
Andy Reid said sometimes it's hard on a veteran player. Maybe their performance level isn't what it used to be, and it's hard to take on sometimes. And he says Eric Bieniemy is going to push you to try to maximize what you've got. That's one of his strengths. This is Andy Reid defending Bieniemy after LeSean McCoy basically said this is why he's not a head coach. Reid says he'll come in, he'll shoot you straight, and sometimes you want to hear it, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, that's what Shady McCoy, as you said earlier, was talking about. He talks to players a certain way. Some players would take it. I wouldn't take it. There's some questions I'm going to ask. Everyone's accountable. It's not because he's a black coach. That's not the reason. Shady goes, no one hires him because they know what type of coach he really is. So he's intimating the NFL teams feel that he is a old school, in-your-face kind of coach, which maybe doesn't fly in 2022.
Meanwhile, there is no deal imminent for Colin Kaepernick. We knew this when he was going to work out for the Raiders. I asked Mike a few days ago, I said, is this a sham workout? I don't know. He worked out. There are nothing but positives coming from it. But I only say a sham because if I'm going to come in and work out for you, are you really giving me a chance to be a part of your team? Are you going to sign me and give me an opportunity? Or is this just, well, we're bringing you in because it's for show?
I mean, the Raiders had their own little PR. It wasn't anything like what Washington has been dealing with. That's an ongoing situation with Daniel Snyder and about an unsafe workplace for women. But the Raiders, they had their own little headlines about that. Just didn't make as much news. Don't know if somebody got in somebody's ear, Mark Davis, you know, I don't know, and said, hey, you know, maybe bring in Colin Kaepernick. I don't know. I know that Kaepernick, if you don't like Kaepernick, you hate him. That's on you, man. I don't know what your problem is. I'm done trying to explain what he was doing. In this case, though, look at how many mediocre to bum quarterbacks are backups. And now that Colin Kaepernick is on record as saying, I will go to the fruit to be a starting quarterback again, why wouldn't you give him a shot? The one guy, I'm not even talking about the Raiders, Carl. I'll say it again. Pete Carroll has made a big show of supporting Kaepernick two of the last 3 years. Look at the guys he's got since Russell Wilson was traded. Go call him up. Bring him into Seattle for a workout. If you put your money where your mouth is, Pete.
Yeah. Apparently his arm strength and conditioning were impressive. Why wouldn't it be? Dude's been working out, been telling everybody for the last 4 years, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. So we'll see what comes of it. It's just one of those things where are we going to even be talking about this when the camps start and Kaepernick being somewhere? Or was this, again, just, well, he worked out. See? We haven't ostracized him. He can still be a part of the NFL.
Right.
I don't know. Hey, man, I want to ask you, while we're talking about the Blitz, about Coach Arthur Smith's comments about the Uvalde situation. Mike, we didn't talk about it yesterday, but it came out. He answered some questions again about it because he was asked about it. What did you think about his comments?
I really liked it. I mean, you know, this is a difficult situation. I mean, it shouldn't be a difficult conversation. Children are dead. I mean, children went to school, and it shouldn't be ever in a million years this shouldn't be happening. And it happens every year in this country. And I like what he said. One of the quotes was, I think it's a shame as leaders. Again, he goes, I don't care about the politics, but as people who care about this community, you can't find a compromise solution to keep military-grade assault weapons out of the hands on mentally ill people. And I'll leave it at that. What part of that can anyone argue with that has any degree of common sense? And I applaud Arthur Smith for answering the question that way.
Yeah. I thought it was a well-thought-out answer that makes sense. And, you know, part of this is we're all searching for answers. I don't think anybody has the exact answer because crime is crime. People are going to do crazy things, unfortunately. Those kind of, you know, things, as far as crazy events, have happened in our world for a long time. But that does something. Something has to be done. And you got to try to curb this. I agree with you. I think the comments by Arthur Smith, our head football coach, were perfect. If you're just joining us, Arthur Blank, that is, our owner and his family foundation, put out a statement, and they're granting more money to the Sandy Hook Promise, which was, you know, came about a few years back when Sandy Hook happened, and the Health Alliance for Violence Intervention. And he talks about, you know, mentally ill folks and the challenges. And Arthur Blank is backing up his statements with money, as he always does, and tries to give and help. So our team is involved, is my point.
Right. Arthur Blank has never shied away from some of these issues, you know, helping the community. And this is where I think everybody needs to get involved, or at least, you know, find a way to communicate this without, you know, all of a sudden the conversation going off the rails, which it really shouldn't. It should never have to be honest.
No doubt. It's our NFL Blitz. It's brought to you by our friend Men's Medical Centers. Suffering from ED or PE, Priority Men's Medical Centers is open Monday, Memorial Day. For your convenience, guys, call now. Mike, if you are Lamar Jackson, what are you waiting on?
Yeah, you got to do the deal. It's a pretty good deal. Four-year, $186 million extension has been reported. The contract would allow him to hit free agency once he hits 29 or 30.
Wow.
Pretty good deal. I mean, to average just under $50 million, 46.5, considering you've taken a big step backwards from your MVP season, I'd sign the deal.
I would, too.
It's not a Deshaun Watson contract, but I think, unfortunately, his brand is a little cloudy right now. Look, we are huge Lamar Jackson fans. He's got to be more accurate with the football. I've always maintained they don't give him the weapons. It's kind of like Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay all those years. He needs better wide receivers. But that said, I'd sign the deal if I was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I totally agree. When I saw the reports, I was like, okay, bro, what are you waiting on? And you just said it. It's a shorter deal that allows you to get more money before the age of 30.
Right.
Before the age of 31. I mean,
if your career stays the way it is, you get a chance to cash in and maybe make another one of these $250,000 or more contracts.
Well, and Mike, these quarterbacks, now Lamar may not because he plays a different style, but these guys are playing until they're 42. Some of these guys, you know, 30, 37, 38, 39. If you're telling me at 31 he could get potentially two more deals before he retired, that's crazy.
Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports did the article where they did the math on the deal and what they think the Ravens are throwing at him, which, again, it just makes a hell of a lot of sense at this point.
All right, man. More to get to, guys. It's Dukes and Bell on a Friday. We're going to get to our hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. Yeah, man, no man's on the way at about 3:40. When we come back, Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider, joins us. We'll ask him about our Braves and much more. By the way, it is Andre 3000's birthday, so if you're hearing all this outcast, that's part of it. Happy birthday to Andre 3000 today,
yeah.
Mike. Born in 1975, his birthday today, so that's why we're playing some of this outcast. Dom, great job on that at Dukes and Bell. Dom in today, behind the glass, he's our engineer, Bo Morgan, executive producing. It's Dukes and Bell. And we were talking about Outkast and Andre 3000's birthday today. We're waiting a phone call from Tony Gwynn Jr. Normally joins us on Fridays, and hopefully we'll get a chance to track him down. I'm curious, Mike, to see what he had to say about the Donaldson thing. Being a former player and a guy that's been in clubhouses and seeing how that all played out. Donaldson did apologize not only to Jackie Robinson's wife and his family, but also Tim Anderson for the comments about calling him Jackie, which happened last week. And then, you know, baseball suspended him for a game. And then you said it, Aaron Judge came out and said it wasn't cool.
Yeah, I mean, we know that Josh is a guy who plays with some edge. You know, there's been guys like that, like A.J. Pruszynski was one of those guys, former catcher for the White Sox, amongst other teams. They're just guys that have, let's be honest, have reps as being, well, kind of D's, ends with a K. So it's just, and as a teammate, he's your guy. He did bring, obviously, a lot of energy to the Braves, you know, 2 years ago, with Bringer of Rain and all that, and that was great, you know. And then, obviously, you know, the money in the contract he wanted was insane, and he's already off the contract in Minnesota, and now the Yankees have him. So the Braves, Alex made a great move. You got what you got out of him. But we're hoping Austin Riley regains the form of last season.
Yeah, it's a good point. On the line right now, Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. If you're looking for a car, go to driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Tony, man, good to have you back on. I wanted to start, I don't know if you heard us talking about the Donaldson thing. It was such a big deal last week, you know, and then it led to Donaldson being suspended. And then his teammates coming out and saying, you know, specifically Aaron Judge, that it was not a cool thing. What did you make of the whole ordeal? Going back to when Donaldson tried to explain, hey, Tim said this, and I was trying to tell him, did you buy any of that?
Nah, my antennas went up immediately. Just listening to the story, having been on the field, I know these two guys don't hang in the same circle. So where are you having this conversation other than on the field? And people make the mistake that because a guy gets on first base and, for instance, he might talk to the first baseman, that there's some type of relationship there. That's just not the case. And it just didn't smell right. It wasn't passing the smell test from the very beginning, and we would later hear Tim Anderson basically refute the way that it was presented by Josh Donaldson. So, it's an unfortunate situation. You hope everybody kind of learns from it and is better because of it.
I mentioned coming in, you know, there's guys that, you know, they have a reputation for being a little salty. I mean, like sometimes, you know, in a locker room, I think you've said it and we've said it in a clubhouse, you know, not everybody laughs at the same jokes. You respect your guys, but sometimes, you know, nobody wants to have to answer questions about another player, right?
Right.
So, I mean.
Yeah, no, that's where you have to be mindful of, you know, your teammates, right? You know, especially in today's world where lights are on us all the time. You do something or it's reported that, you know, you jumped over the line, yeah, it's not just you that's going to have to deal with that. It's going to be the rest of your teammates.
When you say guys speak at first base, so take us behind the curtain here, because I think a lot of baseball fans see that and think, oh, those guys are cool. They maybe played together. Are you telling me that's just a nice baseball gesture that's being said to each other? Hey, nice hit. And you keep it moving? That's not always a situation where guys have a good relationship with each other?
Absolutely. That example you gave is very common. You get a nice base hit, and you single on a good pitch, or you're facing a tough pitcher. The conversation, I mean, you do have that the fact that you guys are both competing, playing one of the hardest sports in the world, you do have that in common. So it's not out of the ordinary for a guy to be like, hey, man, way to swing it. We know such and such is tough on the mound today. But, you know, from when you're watching on TV, it seems like, okay, yeah, these dudes, they jive with one another. These cats get along. But that's not always the case. And it's not necessarily that they don't get along. There just may not be any type of relationship beyond that conversation.
Right. You're saying you were never at first like Wesley Snipes in Major League, and the guy says, where you going, meet? And you didn't say 90 feet. It's Tony Gwynn Jr. is with us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. As far as camaraderie, one thing it always seems to be, Tony, and maybe because of the closeness of it, the guys who come up together in the Dominican always seem to, when you see a guy on second base and they're speaking Spanish and everybody seems like they're laughing and having a great time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a sense, especially for the Latin guys who come over, don't know a lot of English. There is a sense of brotherhood between, you know, fellow Dominicans, fellow Venezuelans, fellow Puerto Ricans, because, you know, I'm sure for them it's a lonely place to be for a while until you kind of get acclimated.
Right.
But that's not even always the case in those situations. You see, oftentimes guys you know, whether it's Dominican, Venezuela, whether it doesn't really matter. Sometimes it's just about competing, and you have to keep that in mind when these guys are on the playing field. Like, it may seem like it's a game, but these guys are likely some of the most competitive people in the world. And so that's why the Josh Donaldson thing just kind of it didn't smell right. Right?
Didn't pass the eye test.
It didn't pass. You look at Tim Anderson in that whole situation. It doesn't look like at any point he was joking about anything. And then you go back. You go back 2 weeks earlier. You saw the tag that Josh Donaldson put on him. I've seen dudes separate their shoulder. I've seen guys get their hands broke on that type of tag, and vice versa. I've seen guys go in feet first, an infielder have his arm in there and get broke. So when you're playing in a competitive environment, you can't. It's not a joking matter for everybody on the field.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our guest, guys, Odyssey MLB Insider. He joins us on a weekly basis. So we just saw the Phillies. We are now tied with the Phillies at 21-24. That's 7.5 games behind the Mets. But the Phillies are a mess. Like, there's no way that I don't believe anything's happening with Brian Snicker coming off of a World Series, even if we, you know, are not as good as people expect. But Joe Girardi has to be in hot water, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you would think so, right? I mean, I hate to say that, but the payroll is high. The expectation has been there really from the moment you signed Bryce Harper. And you've come up short each of the first 2 years he's been there. Now he's gutting it out, you know, playing with a partially torn UCL, can't play defense. And we just saw them not too long ago. Their defense isn't very good. And their bullpen hasn't been very good. Those are two bad things not to have going your way, especially when you can score at the rate that the Phillies can score at. The tough part for both teams is that the Mets are not playing like they were playing last year, where it was okay to kind of hover at 500 and hopefully get hot as the Braves did, and the rest is history. The Mets don't seem like they're going to allow that to happen this year by the way they play.
Right. Even with the injuries, you're right, to the pitching staff. Tony Gwynn Jr., guys, our Odyssey Baseball Insider with us. I know, Tony, we've asked you this before because it's been kind of a question since Freddie left. Both Freddie and Matt Olson are tied for doubles right now in the NL. When a guy ascends to a role where he's hitting the baseball and he's just doing the job, does he become the leader by default? Because we're kind of saying, hey, Dansby, you're 28, you've been around, maybe you can be a leader on this team, and how important is it to have a leader in the clubhouse?
You know, a lot of times, I mean, yes, performance does matter, but there's just a certain gravitas that a leader has that you can just feel. Like, you don't necessarily need to say, hey, he's our leader, but everybody kind of knows it. I would imagine a guy like Dansby is at least one of them. I would assume that for Matt, it's probably kind of difficult. This is a new team, new teammates, new organization. And even if he is looked at as a leader, he may not be comfortable in that role yet, being that this is a completely new situation. I thought it was important for him to get off to the start that he did to kind of allow him to assimilate a little bit easier and relax. Now, he's come back down to earth since the beginning of the season, but you still have a really good first baseman, you know, slugger that's in the middle of your lineup. And I know he had gone through a tough patch here. I expect, as I do for the rest of these guys, including Austin Riley, I expect that they'll make the adjustment. Will it be soon enough is the question.
Great stuff. Tony Gwynn Jr., man, have a great Memorial Day weekend. Appreciate you as always, brother, stopping by. He is brought to you by Driveway.com. Have a good weekend, man. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good stuff from him there on Dansby and the Braves. More on the Braves coming up. Marlins coming in tonight as they start a new series. But coming up next, Yeah Man, No Man, our tailgate at home, brought to you by the W Sauce. We'll tell you what we got cooking this weekend and what's going on with Bill Morgan next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up, 4 o'clock, we'll talk some college football. Also, we'll get back into the Braves and look ahead to the Marlins. Last night, man, Aaron Nola, Mike, he was great. You just got to say, okay, yeah. He was good last night.
You know, again, I used Speed Merchant earlier today. Carl, you've just got to tip your cap to Aaron Nola. He just guy was on fire, man. Again, mixing up his speeds, locations, just had guys baffled, man.
He was. Let's see what Anderson, Mr. Anderson, does tonight. Mm. Ian Anderson on the heel for the Braves. Before we get to Bo Morgan, appreciate all the texts, the tweets, and folks coming. You know, and hitting us up, and we wish you guys all a happy Memorial Day weekend. Mike and I will be off Monday. We'll be back Tuesday. And we just got word, Mike. Now, this is going to be cool, because coming off the weekend, there's nothing more that I want than a Wagyu burger from Arby's.
Yes.
Apparently, they're going to bring that to us on Tuesday. So make sure you tune in, because we're going to get a chance to try this burger on air, man.
Oh, can't wait. It all started with us talking about it in Guy Talk. And then luckily, some of the dudes at Arby's, maybe it was Oven Mitt, was listening, Carl, and passed it along to Ving Rhames, who told corporate. So now, yes, we will have the meats, and you will get. And again, just because they're bringing us free food, we will give you an unbiased from the gut, because it'll be in our gut, appraisal of the burger with Squid Billy and you and me.
Oh, it's just going to be delicious. So that's going to happen Tuesday. Already, mark your calendars. That's going down Tuesday here on Dukes and Bell.
Listen right to now, grown men make animal noises on the radio.
Because we will. We do these taste tests every now and then on the show. And, you know, it's cool that Arby's is dropping these off and wanting to be a participant, you know, and cooperate with us. Because basically, we begged them for a burger and they cooperated.
Hey, right.
All right, man. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid-fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan. Brought to you by the W Sauce, America's Worcestershire Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder.
So, Bo, I got to tell you this story real quick. I got home last night. I was like, what's for dinner? And Michelle was like, I'm making pork chops. And I was like, because, you know, I wasn't feeling it, right? So I get home, and I'm like, take my first bite. What's on this pork chop? She goes, oh, I seasoned it in the W sauce. She said, I heard you guys talking about it, and I put some other herbs and stuff in there. I was like, oh, it's got a little spice to it. Mm. So she last night, without me knowing, she made these pork chops and, again, basically marinated them in the W sauce. I think it was the fire shower because that's what we've been using here. So I just had to tell that story because I did not expect it. Guess what? I enjoyed the hell out of those pork chops.
Yeah, Bo. This could be the greatest ever Yeah Man No Man, Carl.
Hey, you got me? Dom had me down. It's okay.
Yes, we hear you now.
Did you hear my story?
I heard everything. I even said that it's a nice little surprise when you bite into a pork chop and you taste the fire shire.
Yeah, nice. It was good. Listen, we love this stuff. We've been telling you about it, but I was really surprised. I hadn't had it on pork chops. I know they had told us to try it out on different things, but it was great, Tom. I just wanted to share that.
Well, it's funny, and we're kind of jumping the gun here, but I'm going to actually use W Sauce with my W Sauce challenge that I do monthly this weekend on Monday, and I'll tell you a little bit about that at the end of the segment. But guys, I have been pacing the studio and the office today, and oh. It's has nothing to do with the beginning, the few difficulties we had early in the show. I think I'm making Dom nervous, but it has to do with tonight. Is the night for me to go see Top Gun Maverick, the greatest movie ever made in the history of movies, according to Rolling Stone's fifth, movie critic. So I'm really pumped. I'm super pumped. Like at 9 o'clock showing, not going to say where, because I don't want people showing up. I don't want the Squid Nation showing up wanting autographs and stuff. But, But I am so pumped because
Dom can jump in here too and make a snarky comment. That's what Chris would do right now.
Yeah, because he would say there is no Squid Nation, but go ahead.
Well, I think he's been proven wrong on that numerous times. But, no, I'm really excited because as a kid, I loved this movie. And obviously it came out when I was 3, so I wasn't watching it until I was like 7 or 8. But my parents, because they didn't want me to watch the sex scenes that's in the movie, which really isn't bad anyways. So I had to watch.
It's timid. I mean, they're barely.
Yes, but I was 7. So my parents were like, no, we're not going to raise you that way. So I had like my own version of Top Gun until I got to when I was like 12 or 13. And then I could watch the regular. But I wanted to be a fighter pilot growing up.
Well,
who didn't?
Yeah, really. There is no better marketing for the military than movies like this. Even if you're not growing up around it, like you see this stuff, Mike's point, you saw that and you were like, I want to do that. I'll say this. So it's funny you bring this up because we're going to go this weekend. Trin, my daughter, has never seen this movie. My wife said that they got into a big argument at her job because there were a couple of girls there, a couple of ladies that she works with that haven't seen the movie. And they're a little bit younger than we are. And they were like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And we're like, This is like one of those iconic pop culture movies. So many things, sayings, and things have come out of this movie. So Michelle says one of the ladies is like, take my breath away, and starts singing the song, and the girl's like, I don't know it. So to your point, Bo, there is an age discrepancy here when you talk about Top Gun when it came out and if you saw it or how old you were. And now, Mike, what is it, 30 years later we're seeing part two?
Yeah, this was one that was in the works for a minute, and I like anything else, you hope it's not Caddyshack 2. You hope, and again, it's and I just got a feeling based on
do this, Mike.
No. Based on just because the best critics or the well known critics. What is a critic after all? I mean, you might not jive with the guy. He didn't make the movie. He's just sitting there, judging it. But there are more better known critics that you don't see any of their names appear when you see breathtaking, amazing, the greatest film ever made. which is a very bold pronouncement, but I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Are we already jaded, though, real quick, because we like the first one so much? Like, even if the second one's okay, we'll be like, all right, well, we'll give it a pass.
Okay, let me say this, because what I don't want to go see tonight is essentially what they did with the new Star Wars, where they're essentially the same movies with different characters. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but the formula works, Bo.
No, I don't want to see them. Like, I don't want 30 minutes into the movie, like, Goose, she's lost that love and feeling. Or Rooster, she's lost that love and feeling. And then, you never close your... I can't do that. Like, you got to give me something different. Well, like, I want Tom Cruise to be Maverick, all right? I want him to be Lieutenant Pete Mitchell. But I don't want guys trying to be Iceman's character. Like, dude, create new things. You're Tom Cruise. You can't come up with anything better than redoing your old movies?
I don't think you're going to get that, Squid. I think you're going to have a guy who's going to be an Iceman. You're going to have a guy. Yeah, you're going to have Goose's kid, and Goose is every 5 minutes, Goose is going to look at Tom and go, "You killed my father," and then Tom is going to have to wrestle with that. Maybe, again, he'll have to go find the dog tags he threw out back in the Indian Ocean. Remember that, Carl, off the side of the aircraft carrier? But that's going to be part of it. I've already seen the highlights. There's a bar scene. There is a volleyball scene. So, remember, there was a movie, I think it was like Navy SEALs, and they were going to have a volleyball scene. They're like, we can't rip off Top Gun. So they wound up racing golf carts on a golf course. Because even those guys said, let's not be that derivative. But I think that, to Squid's point, even though you don't want to see it, I think a lot of people do want to see the same crap all over again, Carl. Just a little different.
There's a formula. And right. Listen, the characters will be different because there'll be different people. There'll be different faces. But I do think there's a formula. And by the way, what do you want him to sing? You want him to sing Drake in the Bar this time? I mean, you want an updated version?
I want
Chris Stapleton? I mean, what do you want?
I just want some original. I don't need a bar scene. Like, why do we have to do the exact same movie
because
for 2 hours?
Because officers in the military go to the bar.
You know what? Tom Cruise is going to walk into some chick. Is it just me? Or is it getting hot in here?
I'll take off all my clothes.
You know what? All right, can he do it? Can he do some dance moves like he did in a Tropic Thunder? I mean, maybe give me that. No, I'm okay with the movie being similar, but I don't need the exact same movie. Like, I don't need 30 minutes in.
By the way, that's tonight's game winner. What song will the older Tom Cruise hit on the younger woman at the bar and get everybody, all the naval aviators will sing to her?
Well, and I love it. Here's the deal. I think you're only going to be happy if they do a bar scene and they do DMX. Y'all going to make me go up.
Maybe he does some Brooks and Dunn. She's got a T-top Camaro with a scoop. Maybe they can do something like that. What do you think
about
that?
That's all I'm saying.
They'll rock my world. I mean, come on. Like, just give me a little bit different. I just don't want to be. I'm terrified that I'm going to go tonight after spending my hard-earned money dealing with Mike Bell and Carl Dukes, and I'm going to be disappointed.
Can I say something? If you are, don't text me and don't call me until the weekend's done. Don't ruin it for me, okay?
Oh, I'm going to blow both y'all's phones up. It's going to be nonstop. I'm going to treat you guys like it's a drunken night on the town. Like, you got to talk to me about this movie. Well, hold on. Do you want me to text you if I like it?
No.
Because then if I don't text you, you're going to be like, oh, he must have hated it.
Okay. Damn it. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I will.
No, because if you don't like it, I don't want to hear. And if you like it, I don't want to hear. Because you'll, no, Bo, I know you. You'll ruin it for me.
Hold on a second. You know what? You just made the list. I'll ruin it. I'm not the guy who does the spoilers on this show.
Who is that?
The guy that's being real quiet right now.
I didn't say anything.
All right. You know what? I know you didn't, and that's why you're guilty. You just pulled an Ike.
Mike did just lay out the whole movie, though, in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, and you're saying I'm the one that ruined it for you? Get the hell out of here.
Anybody who's seen the trailer knows this. I'm going to guess we go to war somewhere in Eastern Europe based on the snow and the
topography.
Be quiet,
Mike. Be quiet.
See, Camp, by the way, I did watch the first episode of Obi-Wan today, so I won't say anything. But I did watch the first episode because I can't wait, man. I'm like a little kid on Christmas. Like, I'm gonna walk in. Dom, I'm leaving at 6 o'clock. You got the rest of the show after 6.
You and Mike are two of the most impatient people I know. Both of you guys.
Well, you know what? Don't. I can't help it. I've waited for this for 26 years.
Okay.
So, right. And well, by the way, you know what irritates me the most is during the COVID year. This was supposed to come out on my birthday. In June 26th, it's supposed
Obi-Wan
to come out. Top Gun.
Now,
2 years later, I'm having to see it. And I'm just, you know what? I'm not happy. And the anticipation is too much. Let's talk about our food, shall we? Because we're really late now.
All right.
So I'm doing the W Sauce Challenge. I'm doing some ribs. I'm going to use my Oklahoma Joe's, my barrel smoker. Chris and I, by the way, are working 10 to 2 on Monday.
Hey!
So if you want to tune in 10 to 2 on Monday, and immediately at 2 o'clock, I am throwing a couple racks of ribs on, and I'm going to use the W sauce as my binder, and going to probably use my regular rub that I make. But, yep, going to do some St. Louis spare ribs.
All right, man. Sounds great. I've got steaks for tonight. I don't know if I'm going to post that or if I do something over the weekend. And Mike, I think we're going to do a bunch of different things, actually. Mm. But we'll be active. I know you're going out of town, but I do want to see some of those pics of you eating along the Bourbon Trail.
Oh, yeah, baby. And drinking, too. Maybe I'll grab my father-in-law one of those gigantic turkey legs, which is like literally the size of a football at Indy, which takes basically the entire race to eat. Tonight, though, by the way, before we hit the road, we are doing steaks. We mentioned it. They got crab cakes at Cleaver and the Cork, so get them while they last. So we're doing some crab cakes as a side. Some, I guess, it's a corn souffle, some asparagus, and then we got two ribeyes, bone in. And two fillets. We're going to put those on the Rec Tech and do our, yes, go ahead, Squid, say it. Our
reverse sear.
You betcha, baby. It's good. It's good. No, it's good.
Wow. Reverse sear.
Yeah. I haven't decided, Bo, but I will put something out there. Probably Sunday will be the day that I start to do this because I had a butt that's been thawing and I'm not sure what I want to do with that. We're talking about maybe pork tacos or something like that, but I may do something else because we're going to be at the lake and all that stuff. So we'll see, man, but post your pictures. Home. We want to see what you guys have cooking. Share your stuff. We'll repost the best pictures on our Instagram and also enjoy an ice cold Hey Man Ale, the OG, or the watermelon lime.
Hey, by the way, about Top Gun, Cody Thomas apparently has seen the movie. I asked him, is there a volleyball scene? He says, no.
Oh, okay. Well, see?
Dirty Birds 11 said he just walked out of the theater, or they just walked out of the theater. It's amazing. Highly recommend. You know what else I highly recommend? You take your butt to the Buckhead Butcher Shop, you buy some meats, and then you buy the W sauces right next to probably the exit there. It's America's Worcestershire sauce. It's bigger, better, bolder, and now spicier with the addition of Fireshire. Chris is not here today, so I can't yell at him. And I like Dom, so Dom, please do me a favor. Please hit my music, my friend.
There you go. Mutual respect, Carl. The key to any relationship.
It's true. And by the way, thank you guys for the reviews. That's all I want to hear. I don't want to hear about the movie. If you enjoyed it, thank you. Bo, you know what? I thought about it. Don't text me. It's Dukes and Bell. Coming up, Dog Report. The Sugar Bowl moves to New Year's Eve. Why? We'll explain coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.